Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Shkalim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim felt that they were not obligated in the mitzvah of Machtsa Shekel. The Chachamim felt that they were obligated in the mitzvah of Machtsa Shekel. We learned in the previous Mishnah that even though when it came to 25 days in Adar, Stamazai, if a person didn't give the Machtsa Shekel, we took a mashkin from him. From the Kohanim, they didn't mamish take a mashkin. In this Mishnah, we're going to see a machloikis about whether or not the Kohanim had a justifiable taina that they were not mechuyev machza shekel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hayyad ben Bukhri, Yishno ben Bukhri, said Edus, meaning he testified biyavne. Let's try to explain this. What does this mean in Yavne? Why is the Mishnah telling us where it was? What difference does it make? The Gemara says in Masechtas Hashoshana that 40 years before the Churban Habayis, the Sanhedrin began to go into Golis. First they moved from the Lishkas Hagazis in the Azara to Chanos. That was a place on the Har Habayis. From there they moved to Yerushalayim and afterwards to Yavne. If you remember when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked the Roman for three favors, one of them was that Yavne and its Chachamim should stay intact. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi during the time of the Churban. And it was during his tenure that the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne. So Ben Bukhri is now testifying in Yavne. What is Ben Bukhri saying? Ben Bukhri held, you should know, a Kohen is not mechuyev to give Machtsa Shekel. But kol Kohen sheshoikel, if a Kohen decides on his own to give the Machtsa Shekel, you should know, einai chayte, he's not committing a sin. Not committing an Aveira, why would I think that for giving a Machtsa Shekel when you don't have to, it should be an Aveira? So the Batanura explains that if he's giving the Machtsa Shekel thinking, I don't really have to give this over to the Tzibur, it's not my responsibility to give this over to the public, that means the money is really his, it doesn't belong to the Tzibur. Now, they're using this money to buy Korbanas Tzibur. So this could be a major problem. In order for the carbon tzibur to belong to the tzibur, everyone has to give over their money totally to the tzibur. So Ben Bukhri is telling us a chiddush, no, we're not worried about that. Even though the kohen is not obligated, but if he gives the machza shekel, we feel he's giving it with his whole heart, and it totally belongs to the tzibur. In any event, so Ben Bukhri holds the kohanim don't have to give the machza shekel. And this is what he testified in Yavne. We said before, who was the head of the Sanhedrin then? Who was the Nasi? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, Loiki, it's not true. It's not so. Ella rather, kol kayin she'enoi shaykel, a kayin who does not give the machza shekel, chayte yasinning. You're telling me a chiddush, no, the kayin doesn't have to. If he wants to, out of the goodness of his heart, it's not a sin. No, if he doesn't give, it's a chayt. Now really, those that held that the kayhanim don't have to give, they said, but the pasuk says, Kala Ivrala Pakudim, Shevet Levi wasn't counted. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know what Ivri means? When the Torah says about Machtsa Shekel, you have to be an Oiver, it means whoever passed through the Yamsif. And those are Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. They all pass through the Yam. They all have to give. Some were counted together with Klal Yisrael, some weren't. But they all have to give Trumas Hashem. There were certain trumas, as the Batanura explains, like the trumas of Adonim, the bottom base in the Mishkan, that Shevet Levi wasn't part of. But the truma of Karbonas Tzibur, the Machzor Shekel that everyone has to give, of which the Karbonas Tzibur are purchased, Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are all Mechuyev. Azoy Zok Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And if the Kohen doesn't give it, then he's over a chet. Ella rather, I'll tell you, Shakehanim darshim mikruz eliatzman. The Kehanim, they darshim this pasuk, which we're soon going to explain, so it works out good for them. They taina like this. There's a din that kol minchas kayin kol tia lo seyachel. Every mincha that a kayin brings has to be totally burnt. It can't be eaten. So they taina, if we're going to donate money to the machza shekel, since for Omer, you have certain karbonas tzibur that are a karbon mincha, like the Omer that is brought on the second day of Pesach to be matir the nutfuah. Ushtei halachem, and the shtei halachem that's brought on Shavuos. The lechem apanim. Shalanu, if all these things are going to be ours because we donate to part of it, because we give the machzah shekel, then it has to be totally burned. Because anything that a kohen gives to when it's a mincha has to be burned. Heich nechalim, how can these things be eaten? Is a raya, we don't give machzah shekel. That's what they tain it. But Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai tain it, that's a mistake. Because when do we say that if a kohen gives a mincha, it has to be totally burned? That's a kohen on his own who gives a mincha. We're not talking about when he's a shutif together with the rest of the tzibur. The halachi, it says about Tanura, that the kehanim are obligated to give machzis hashekel, although, enachanami, we won't force them, we won't take a mashkin from them, because of darkei shalom. Once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Ben Bukhri got up in Yavna, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, and he testified that if a kohen wants to give the machzis hashekel, it's not a chet. See, I would think if you don't have to and you give the machzah shekel, it's a problem, because if you're not giving it totally over to the tzibur, then we're being makif carbon tzibur with private money. No, it's not a problem. If the kohen gives it, he gives it with his whole heart. Zok Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, what are you saying? That if the kohen gives it, it's not a chet? No. If the kohen doesn't give it, it's a chet. The kohen has to. When it says, kala oivra lepukudim, it means anyone that passed through the yamsuf. Kaihanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, they all pass through the Yamsuf, right? Well, they all have to give, even though they were counted separately. In regard to all of them, it says, Yitain Trumas Hashem. So the Kaihanim, they tainted. Yeah, but it says, Kol Minchas Kayin, Kol Tia, Loi Seyachel, a mincha that a Kayin donates. Has to be totally burned. If we're going to donate to the Karbanis Tibra, what about those minchas? Like the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem upon him, how could you eat them? If a Kayin is part of it, it has to be burnt. But that's not true. Because this din, that when a Kayin donates a mincha, it has to be burnt and it can't be eaten. That's only a private Kayin that donates a mincha. Not if they are partners together with the Tzibur.